You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, the 9th day of December of 2025. Bit of a snowy feel out there as we begin our Tuesday. The plows have been out. In fact, I heard when I was waking up this morning outside my apartment, the shovel going up against the hard concrete, and thinking, man, it's way too early to hear that right below, right outside my window. But it is the start of another day, the waiting for the sun to come up again. This time of year, it is dark out, but they say it is a bit overcast out there, a bit warmer today. 20 degrees is the temperature, and these three words you don't like to hear.
Yeah,
winter storm warning.
In fact,
winter storm warning is in effect from 5 p.m. this afternoon to 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, and Marathon County is part of it. So heavy snow is possible. Total snow accumulations between 4 and 7 inches possible. Marathon County, Portage County, Wood County, Langlade County, Lincoln County, Menominee County, Northern Oconto County, Shawano County, and Waupaca County. So plan on slippery road conditions. Hazardous conditions will impact this evening's commute. The snow will also be fairly wet and dense, so any locations that receive higher end amounts could experience sporadic tree damage and power outages as well. So,
that's not good.
Winter is here, say the least. So,
it's way different than last year. Last year we didn't have very much snow at all, and now it seems like this year, for now, we're actually getting our
we're getting snow.
We're definitely getting a lot more than we're used to getting this early.
Absolutely. Want to remind you that today is another day where we continue our WXCO holiday giveaway. Yesterday was the first day, and we gave away a gift card from Knowlton House. And coming up at 7:22. We will have our next opportunity to learn about one of the partners in our WXCO holiday giveaway. We're going to talk about the Wellness Way. And in fact, just heard a commercial in the last break for the Wellness Way, looking at things a little differently. So we're going to talk about the Wellness Way coming up at 7:22. And then after that, at some point this morning, we will give you an opportunity to call in and win a prize. And we'll find out what that prize is when we have a chance to talk all about it. So, again, we're looking forward to that coming up in the next few minutes as well.
Awesome.
Tonight, scheduled to head to Stevens Point. I guess this weather, I'm going to have to keep an eye on things because we're supposed to have a major matchup in high school hockey. Undefeated Wausau West, undefeated Stevens Point at the KB Willett Ice Arena. Scheduled to be on the air at 6:35 tonight for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff. I sure hope it's going to happen because, I mean, it's a big game. But the thing is, as well, you don't want it to be a case where folks can't get to it either. We're expecting a big crowd. It should be just a massive game in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, two of the highest regarded teams in the state of Wisconsin. Doggone that weather, but we'll wait and see what happens later on this afternoon into the evening. But scheduled for Warrior Hockey at Stevens Point, again, 6:35 pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Why do we do it? Because, am I going to put myself out there on some snow-covered roads tonight? Why would we do this?
It's because we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that covers play-by-play action of high school sports.
You are right again. You're
unless
always
the weather is super bad.
Absolutely. And, of course, we give Ian the spotlight later in the program in our final segment of the WXCO Morning Report. In the 8:22 segment, we have our number for the day quiz. You are...
1-for-1. I started off with a win.
1-for-1.
Yesterday.
You had a good week last week.
I didn't have a lot of time yesterday, so I was able to pull out a win.
Well, I don't think the amount of time has much bearing on whether or not you get it right.
I like to hear that.
I think it's all about your gut feel, and you go with it. And
trust
then
your instincts.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
We see whether or not that it's going to work out very quickly. And the more you think about it sometimes, I think the less successful you are. So
that's true.
But that absolutely. True. So, and also just want to remind you that coming up at 7 o'clock, it's your next chance. I mean, we're doubling the winning this week because we do have our WXCO holiday giveaway, which we will have later this morning. Mm-hmm. But also we have the statewide contest, the multi-statewide contest. In fact, Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network, we have our grown-up Christmas list text-to-win contest. So for our contest, you have to call in.
Yes.
And make hey, don't start dropping things. You can hear them. But no, we have our call-in, but here for the text-to-win contest, you have to use the Civic Media app. If you haven't downloaded the Civic Media app yet, it's real simple. Just go to your app store, search Civic Media. It is free. It will always be free. Download the app because Pat will have the keyword for the 7 o'clock hour coming up after the information update. And we have chances for you to win in the 7 o'clock hour, the 9 o'clock hour, the 11 o'clock hour, the 1 o'clock hour, the 3 o'clock hour, the 5 o'clock hour, and the 7 o'clock hour. So
lots of chances to win.
So keep tuned in all day long, all day and all night long for your chance to win with the Grown Up Christmas List Text to Win contest. Again, multi-state contest here, multi-station contest. And also make sure you stick around. We'll be talking about the Wellness Way coming up at 7:22.
That's right.
And you'll get a chance to win a prize from the Wellness Way coming up as well. With Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh, and of course, it is exciting. Just yesterday, we started our new promotion, the WXCO Holiday Giveaway. It's day number 2. Coming up a little bit later on, we will open up the phone lines again and give you an opportunity to win. And today, our partner business is the Wellness Way, and it's really cool that coming in early this morning, sitting across the table from me, is Dr. Chet Grunewald, owner, proprietor of the Wellness Way here in Wausau. Chet, how would you describe yourself?
Yes. Well, I'm a local from Medford, actually, so it's good to be back in the area, and clinic owner, chiropractor, and an alternative health clinic in and of itself. So,
well, let's jump right in, because for people that may not be aware of what the Wellness Way is, what is it? What is your nickel? Nail it right to it.
Yes,
what you are.
I can do the pitch if you
there,
want. So
I want it because I was just talking to you before we went on. I'm not all that familiar with you, and I think a lot of the listeners are. So let's start with the basics, and then we'll delve a little deeper.
Yeah, it's an alternative health clinic that thinks and acts differently to solve the health problems that others can't. That's really us in a nutshell.
And I think, and again, I think all of us in our lives, whether it's friends or family, have the moments where somebody has a health issue and they go to doctors, and there's often a point where it's like, you're not getting the answers that you want. Is that the case where a lot of folks that may not be getting the answer that they want, they come to you for additional information and maybe additional options?
Yep. Yeah. And let me ask you this, Chad. I'll tell you something I probably hear every day. You know, we don't know, or all your labs came back normal, but they don't feel normal.
Right.
And that's very frustrating for a lot of people. So that's where I always tell people, okay, we got to take a step back. Don't look at the forest. You got to look at the trees. What else could be involved? And that's really when we're going to start delving into all the different organ systems. And that's, and this is from chiropractic philosophy, right? There's really three things that cause all dysfunction. And it's three T's. Thoughts. Your thoughts can affect your health, right? Mm-hmm. You get sick or like stressed around the holidays. The flu season hits, you know, loss of a family member, that's going to affect your health. Two, you could have trauma, right? You could get in a car accident or you can have a whiplash injury, right? Chiropractic care really helps with that.
Right.
Thirdly, it's toxins, right? What if there's something blocking the function of a specific organ that you're eating or you're exposing yourself to or you're living in environments, right? I'm doing a mold talk mm-hmm. in a couple days, so.
Okay, very interesting.
Yeah.
And it's even more than that, isn't it? I mean, we were talking a little bit earlier. You have where folks come in and they may have an issue, but also folks can come in if they want to have different items to help themselves feel better as well, correct?
Yes.
Could you talk again a little bit about some of the products and services that you do provide over
yeah,
there?
So I went to chiropractic school, so of course, full spine adjusting, crucial because... what is the nervous system? Mm. That's the master control center for everything, right? It regulates all the organs from your head to your big toe, your nervous system, right? We say that's the most important organ. You can get a heart transplant, but you can't get a nervous system transplant.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, that's where all of these other, we run all these diagnostic tests where it's, you know, blood panels, food allergies, stool tests, thyroid panels, Dutch tests for hormones, because once you start going down this rabbit hole of how can I decrease my stress? Well, every organ could be stressed out.
Hmm.
And that's where, again, the foods that you eat, the choices that you make, that's where supplements come in too, where I tell people, what's the definition of a supplement? Right? It's supplementary to the diet. So of course you should be eating whole foods.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where if we need to have a deficiency or we want to create a, what do I want to say? If we want to create a change, we got to start overcoming with things that are a little bit stronger, and that's where supplements come in. And then secondly, I say, we want to get the change and then you're going to come off of them. And that's where that journey that happens between us where we start working together, they're really check-ins.
Mm-hmm.
How's everything going? Okay, now you're off of this. What else can we support?
That's interesting because I think sometimes people do get, for lack of a better term, hooked on medications and they never get off them. And before we started as well, you talked about maybe your initial thought about supplements. What made you a believer? Because you actually said,
Yeah. And it's hard because you see a lot of them, right? And you don't know quality or sourcing or another thing that's really frustrating for a lot of people is you're taking 20 supplements and I don't know what's working versus right. The schedules should change. You should have markers that you're looking at that you want to see get changed, right? That's where it was an old saying of the wellness way too, is we don't guess, we test.
Mm-hmm.
That was the big thing, right? Let's say for instance, vitamin D, right? How much should you be taking? Well, let's measure it and see where you're at, right? Are you at 25? Are you at 50? Mm-hmm. Are you at 31? Well, those all mean different levels of supplementation after that, or you can get it from your diet as well. But again, vitamin D, especially in Wisconsin, that's essential.
We're just scratching the surface here.
Oh, obviously. Yes. Oh, yes.
For folks that may think, yeah, maybe it's worth a conversation, what's the best way for them to take that next step?
Well, of course, interacting online is the biggest thing. You can look up The Wellness Way Wausau, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. You can email Wausau@thewellnessway too. Start that conversation or give us a call. I mean,
and the thing is, we have a show page every day. We put on our podcast of our discussions. What we will do is we'll give links to all those website and phone number. So at the end of our program, we'll put up our podcast. And as part of the show notes, you'll be able to get all the information you need to be able to contact Chet and take that first step. And also, Chet, we have a prize courtesy of The Wellness Way. We're going to give away later on. What can folks call in and win?
Yes. Okay. It's herbal throat spray. So it's going to have some very beneficial things in there, like some ginseng. It's going to have some ginger in there, as well as It's going to freshen your breath as far as also opening up the airways at the back of your throat too. So something that you can spray. It's great for kids, especially if they're having a little bit of flu season. But
Dr. Chet Grunewald, thank you for the information. Again, I hope a lot of people give you a ring and stop in and learn more.
Thank you for having me, Chet.
We'll come back in just a bit here on WXCO. And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up, we are going to talk a bit about the return of Katie Rosenberg. The former Wausau mayor has thrown her hat in the ring for another position. Yeah, I think that's very good news.
That's great to hear.
So we're going to talk about former Mayor Katie Rosenberg and what is she running for. So we'll talk about that coming up in just a few minutes.
That's exciting.
But we just talked in the last segment with Dr. Chet Grunewald from the Wellness Way in Wausau, one of our partners here for the WXCO Holiday Giveaway. We are giving you a chance every day, at least once and even sometimes twice, to be able to win a terrific prize courtesy of one of these businesses. And today, with the Wellness Way, you'll be able to win herbal throat spray. So a chance to try it out for free to see if it can help you in some way. And in fact, we're going to do it right now. We're going to open up the phone lines right now and give you an opportunity to call in and win. And the number to win here on the WXCO Morning Report in our holiday contest is 715-814-9330. 715-814-9330. And Ian, what number caller should we take?
Let's say caller number 7.
All right. We'll take number seven.
Here we go.
715-814-9330. So, again, that will be the number always to call in during this contest, because if you use the app and press the phone button, it will send you to Pat Kreitlow. And Pat gets enough phone calls. So that we're going to have it straight here to talk to Ian Welsh and be able to have him talk to you. So, and also please note that you'll have to go and pick up the prize at the Wellness Way, which is here in Wausau. But we'd love for you to win here this morning. 715-814-9330 and caller number 7. And in fact, again, we have so many terrific supporters of this contest. It is 17 different folks are involved, and we have Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau. Yesterday, we actually started with the Knowlton House, Lunar Light Awakening, Mulligal, ISO Games, the Chocolate Shop, Forward Beverage Company, Mullins Cheese, Homestead on 52, Return to Health, Endgame Inc., Whimsy and Wonder Toys, The Mill Yard, Match 101 Pub, and The Mint Cafe. So your opportunity to win from all these businesses between now and Christmas Eve. And it's a real nice run-up to Christmas. So starting yesterday, right up to Christmas Eve. In fact, I'm looking at the calendar. I believe on Thursday of this week, we'll have two different opportunities for you to win. So again, we have to get through all these between now and Christmas Eve, and we're looking forward to that definitely. Hey, want to remind folks though, today one of the big headlines today is that we are in the midst, or coming up later today, we will have a winter storm warning go into effect for our listening area. Marathon County, Lincoln County, Langlade County, Menominee County, Northern Oconto County, Shawano County, Wood County, Portage County, and Waupaca County. Winter storm warning in effect from 5 p.m. this afternoon to 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And it's one of those storms where the snow is going to be heavy. heavy snow possible. Total snow accumulations between 4 and 7 inches possible in the area. So again, if you're planning on any driving coming up this afternoon or evening, plan on slippery road conditions. The hazardous conditions will also impact the Tuesday evening commute and possibly even the Wednesday morning commute as well. The snow is also going to be heavy. So if you're out there shoveling, be aware of that. Don't push it too much. Don't have a situation where you get your health turned sideways. We hear so often about heart attacks and other health issues when shoveling the very heavy snow. So this snow fairly wet and dense. So any locations that receive higher end amounts could also experience sporadic tree damage and power outages as well. So again, a winter storm warning will go into effect at 5 p.m. this afternoon, go to 6 a.m. Wednesday. And again, tonight we're scheduled to have a big one in high school hockey. Been looking forward to this one since the schedule came out. Stevens Point and Wausau West. A year ago, Stevens Point went undefeated the entire regular season. They lost in their first playoff game. The Warriors took advantage of that, won the sectional bracket, and went to the state tournament. This year, the Warriors want to knock off Stevens Point, hand them their first conference loss in a while, and win the Wisconsin Valley Conference. So tonight, Warriors, who are undefeated, 5-0 on the season, taking on the undefeated Stevens Point Panthers. Again, weather permitting, 6:35 for the airtime, 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I see that Ian is actually talking to our winner. So either at the end of this segment or we'll wait until the 8:22 segment. We will then let you know who the winner is of our latest contest with the WXCO holiday giveaway. Today, we are focusing on the wellness way. We had a chance to talk to a Dr. Chet Grunewald in the previous segment. And again, we will have links to the wellness way on our show page. We'll have the podcast as well, a link to the YouTube video. So check out, again, every day, check out our podcast, our show page with the podcast and everything else. You can go to WXCO.fm. It'll say news, and you'll be able to click on the day and be able to go listen to all of our segments of the WXCO Morning Report and get further information as part of the show page as well. Coming up on 8 o'clock, again at 8:22, we'll give you the name of the winner of our contest, and we'll also have our number for the day quiz and more. More of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up as well at 8:06. I'm Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. 21 degrees under cloudy skies. Time is 8:23. Again, a winter storm warning is coming to Wausau, coming to our area. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning in effect from 5 p.m. this afternoon until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. So be aware if you have travel plans for late this afternoon and into the evening that it could be affected significantly by snow of 4 to 7 inches in the warning area. Also, want to congratulate Terry Gehrink of Rothschild. He is our
Congratulations.
Winner. The thing is, Ian, Terry has been winning prizes from WXCO for a long time. Back in the day, we used to do a Monday night football show over at Dale's Weston Lanes. Nice. And Terry would be there almost every week. Our show would be before the Channel 9 Pack Attack show that used to air. And Terry was always very good at the trivia questions that we would provide to win some prizes. So congratulations to Terry. He wins himself herbal throat spray from the Wellness Way. And again, check out our podcast later on this morning and the show page for more information on how to contact the Wellness Way. And we will be back tomorrow morning again with another opportunity for you to win in the WXCO holiday giveaway.
So we have plenty of chances.
Who do we have tomorrow morning? Did you write that down for us?
I did. I had to make sure I say this right. Tomorrow we have the Lunar Light Awakening.
Yep. So we'll talk to the folks over at Lunar Light Awakening and then give you a chance to win as well tomorrow morning during the WXCO holiday giveaway. Hey, real quickly, and we'll talk more about this as the week continues, but according to WASAPilotandReview.com, there has been a wave of candidate filings. And one of the candidates that is jumping back into the world of elected politics is former Mayor Katie Rosenberg. As the former Mayor Rosenberg is seeking the District 1 seat on the Marathon County Board, filing her candidacy papers Friday, according to county records. John Kroll is the incumbent, and according to the pilot, he has not filed candidacy paperwork for a declaration of non-candidacy. The spring election is coming up on Tuesday, April the 7th. Primaries, Tuesday, February the 17th. So Rosenberg had served two terms on the county board previous to being mayor of Wausau. So she is looking to get back into it. And the thing about Mayor Rosenberg is she just, I think, loves serving. I mean, I just think she loves local government and doing things locally to help the lives of the people in her community. So
like
I think
you mentioned in the past, she doesn't just focus on the issues that everyone's talking about, but she also focuses on the problems that are kind of, you know, pushed aside and overlooked a little bit. Like,
absolutely,
for example, the water problem.
Yep. Nope. I mean, and sometimes you have to do things that may lead to some criticism as well, but if it's the right thing to do, I think she can look at herself in the mirror and always think that she's doing the right thing for her constituents. So I think it's a positive, and I think it's a positive for everybody to consider running for office, especially local office, whether county board or city council or school board, village board, whatever it may be. And the deadline to submit candidacy paperwork, a declaration of candidacy, nomination papers, and campaign finance registration is Tuesday, January the 6th. So, again, you have a little bit of time, got about 4 weeks or so, and think about it. Because the only way our system works is if you put yourself out there to serve your fellow citizens. So
it's like what it's like that radio spot I've actually heard this one multiple times. I can't remember what it was from. But the line was, a democracy is not a spectator sport.
Yeah, that's what Tom Hartman says during his promo.
That's it.
Tom Hartman talks about that. So good for former Mayor Rosenberg. Hopefully we'll be able to get her back in here, because I always enjoy talking to her about what's going on. So we'll try to get her back on as this candidacy ramps up. And again, I think that's a positive way to end the news portion. But we're going to try to make it a positive way to end the program, because it's time for the number of the day quiz. And we give Ian three choices each and every weekday, one of which is correct. So based on the math, one out of three, 33%. Anything above 33% is a passing grade. But we want him to get more right than wrong, which would be 3 out of 5. That would be a winning week. 4 out of 5 is an A grade, and 5 out of 5 is a gold star perfect week.
Okay.
Well, we got some snow coming. We got some snow on the ground here in Wausau very early in this winter season.
We certainly do.
Our number for the day is, what is the record snow depth in Wausau? That means in terms of snow
how
on the ground. The record for snow depth in Wausau.
So like how deep it is, or how much there is?
How deep it is at a particular time.
Okay.
So like how much snow is on the ground.
All right.
The record snow depth in Wausau occurred every day from January 25th to February 7th of 1935.
Oof.
So that's way back.
Oh, yeah.
That is 90 years ago. So your choices are, what was the record snow depth back in 1935?
All right.
38 inches, 48 inches, 58 inches.
Okay.
So 38, 48, or 58. record snow depth in Wausau, which occurred back in early 1935.
38, 48, or 58 inches. Okay, I'm going to say, final guess, I'm going to say 38. Final answer, I'm going to say 38 inches.
The record snow depth in Wausau back in 1935 is 38 inches.
Yes!
So oh two for two this week.
Oh, a good start just like last week.
Well, have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Folks, stay safe out there in the snow later.
Please be careful.
Keep it right here with Pat Kreitlow next on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.